Title: I Had Become a Christian. Dear Goldie, I am 16 years old and have been a Christian for about 3 years. I come from a non-Christian home with a conservative mother. Last year when I told her that I had become a Christian, she got very angry and stopped me from going to any Christian activities except the Girls Brigade. Once in a while, I go to Christian fellowship meetings secretly, but I always get a scolding from my anti-Christian sister. I often cry myself to sleep because of this. Lately, I have had a strong yearning to go to church, and I think it is God calling me. I feel my life is not complete unless I go to church. I know very little about God in these 3 years. I only have a chance to learn about Him during Bible studies in my weekly Girls Brigade meetings. Can you please tell me how to get permission from my mother so that I can go for my Christian activities freely? I have prayed and am still praying about it, but God has not answered my prayer. Disturbed, Epo?
Dear Disturbed, if your mother is not happy about your attending Christian meetings, you should not go, at least for the present, because God says, children obey your parents. You should not deceive her or tell untruths in order to go, for the end does not justify the means. But there are several things you can do to make her change her mind eventually. Most important, you should demonstrate how Christ makes a difference in your life. Laziness, stubbornness, disobedience, etc., should not be named among you. By studying hard and doing well in your studies, by carrying out all your home chores and duties faithfully and cheerfully, by obeying and accepting all commands and instructions, your mother will not fail to notice the new you. If you make her happy by doing all these, I'm sure she'll change her mind about Christianity. Attending church is important, and you should try by all means to go, but if you do not have your mother's permission, you can substitute other things to achieve the same purpose. For example, read and study the Bible on your own with the help of notes and guides. Do not neglect your prayer times. You would be greatly helped if you could get another friend to pray regularly with you. Read Christian magazines and literature, which will strengthen your knowledge and faith. Join your school's Christian fellowship if it meets immediately after school. Pray about the possibility of asking your GB captain, Christian teacher, or pastor to visit your home. Your mother will have a different idea of Christians if she can meet some adult Christians who are respected members of society. Pray also for a chance to invite your parents to church to let them see what exactly people do there. Prayer changes things. Continue to pray for yourself and ask others to pray for you. If you use God's methods, your efforts will eventually be crowned with success. Goldie. Note from the editor, this Dear Goldie piece is a reprint from our March 1979 edition. The end.